Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Landis out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Ward reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cimoli who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Charles. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-1 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive to left field. Nicholson throws towards Fox. Fox fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Nicholson throws the ball into Fox, who tags Alozic trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alozic moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simulai, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Simulai reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simulai. Landis reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Nicholson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Thies now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Hansen scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Dave Thies. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alozic strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.